I just ate what must have been maybe 3 pounds, 4 pounds of a birthday cookie right before I pushed record on this son of a bitch. So if you hear some Z's or someone sleeping and just a long, awkward silence, I fell asleep. It was a real bad idea. It's so goddamn good. I thought I was a big ice cream cake guy, but a fucking cookie? A giant cookie? Cake? Oh my god, dude, I have one slice. I have one little nibble. I'll take it to the process. Go to my kitchen, go to my silverware, take out a knife. Go to the cookie, cut the smallest piece that you could imagine. The smallest slice. Put that in my mouth, close everything up, put the knife in the sink, walk away. Chewing on the cookie, give it about 30 seconds. Dopamine is on fire. I am having an out-of-body experience about how fucking good this is. I go back to the silverware, grab another knife, go back to the cookie, open it up, cut a little bit of a bigger slice, put that in my mouth, same process. This time, I leave the knife right by the sink because I fucking know I'm going to go back in about 30 seconds. Do that process over and over and over again. What's up, everyone? Anyways, yeah, I'm back. I took about a month off. And you know what? This was the time. If you were ever to reach out to me, this was probably the time. Because a month with no podcast being released, I mean, that could be a... I think I said it on a podcast. Listen, guys, if I don't put out an episode, if I miss a week, I'm dead. And a month goes by and no one reaches out. I see where I stand, and I don't fucking blame you. I don't blame you, but happy to be back. A lot has happened in a month, 30 days, 35 days, whatever it's been. I got a wisdom tooth extraction, which is a hell of an experience, so that's one of the weeks that I missed that I didn't post a podcast, couldn't talk. It was my lower left compacted wisdom tooth. Because it was cracked and it was just vicious in there. It was a little bit infected, so it was fucking me up. And god damn, if anyone has had their wisdom tooth pulled, you know the feeling. But I didn't go under. They just gave me a little Novocaine in my tooth. And when they pull that thing out, this guy's hand was shaking, my mouth just viciously shaking, trying to pull it, and I feel pressure. And when he yanks it out, you feel your sinuses in your nose and in your throat shift. You feel the nerves just sliding out of your throat, out of your tooth, out of the gums. I don't know the anatomy, so this could be wrong, but I looked it up a shitload just because I become OCD when I have an operation like that. And immediately after the extraction, everything just got clear. Like I was able to breathe. Like this weight was lifted off my shoulders. It felt so good to have that fucking rotten tooth ripped out of my head. And you know, I that same day that I had my wisdom tooth pulled, probably shouldn't have done it, but I went to hockey and played a full game. Felt fine. I don't know. I'm really good with teeth stuff because I've had a lot of teeth stuff done since I was a little bambino, as the Mexicans would say. Or is that Italian? I don't know. Either or. But, you know, it would make more sense to me if we were able to get, like, I don't know, give me a foot massage while you're ripping teeth out of my head. Just don't give me a shot and say, well, good luck. I hope you don't feel it. You might. And if you do, we're playing with your nerves. So you're probably going to die from pure pain. Like, give me a foot rub. Give me a foot rub. Give me a hand job. You know, the dentistry would skyrocket. If you were offering those services while you're doing teeth extraction or any kind of tooth work, dentistry would skyrocket. And that's a freebie. And you're welcome, dentist community. If anyone listens to this, that's a dentist. What else? I went to Fort Lauderdale That was pretty fun. Happened so long ago, I don't really remember what I did. I went out there to visit my dad. He's living out there now. We golfed a lot. I just hung out by myself a lot. It's kind of what we do. He kicks it, and I just go and do my own thing. Yeah, but we did golf a couple times, three times. But I'm pretty good on my own. I go and meet people, go to like these local Cava Kratom bars and just yap it up with some folks. And it's nice out there, you know, so you can't really beat it. So I'll just walk to the beach, go walk on the beach on the boardwalk. People watch. People are fucking nuts in Florida. Look like everyone's on Xanax or something and everyone's cracked out. I don't know. Everyone's shirtless. Doesn't matter what the fuck you look like. You can have double D's and be a man. And you'll be walking down the street shirtless. Doesn't even fucking matter. But that was a good trip. Boeing airplanes are falling out of the sky as well. Speaking of traveling. And the airplane I took on the way back was a Boeing. Didn't crash. But that's enough. Fucking A, guys. Reach out to me if I don't put out a podcast for a month. I went on an airplane. Airplanes are dropping out of the sky. Like, a Boeing airplane takes off of the runway. And right when it lifts off, right when the wheels are not touching the ground anymore, the wheels fall off. That's a weird business plan. Probably want to keep those intact. Are you serious? Like, how are you cheaping out on maintenance checks? Engineering and maintenance checks. Like, come on, guys. Like, people are already afraid to fly, and now we have to look in the news, and every 2 days something is happening with a fucking Boeing airplane. A door rips off. A flap flies off. A wheel falls off and crushes a car. What are we doing? Yikes, dude. So I don't know if I'm going to be traveling anytime soon until that gets taken care of. Go Airbus. I mean, if you're looking to invest in a stock, and I'm not a financial advisor, but if I was, I would say, yeah, you should probably, you know, buy Airbus. They're doing good. I don't know. They're not falling out of the sky. What the fuck else? It's been a full month, guys. Bear with me. My kid's birthday was, his birthday party was yesterday, Saturday. So that's 2 days when I put this out. It was on Saturday. And, you know, we had it at an arcade. And it was nice and all, but immediately upon arrival, all right, we get to this party, and we're going to set up me and my ex-wife, and Julian was there as well, so he's just chilling. And we're setting up the tables, yada, 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 and then checking out the place. We get a waitress that's going to be taking care of us during the party, right? So immediately on the bill, she gets a 25% gratuity tip. Immediately. Like, she didn't do anything, and we already have to pay her $100. You'll see where I'm going with this, why I'm kind of like being a dick about it. So as the guests start to arrive, everyone's sitting down. We're going to do pizza and drinks, all right? And me and my ex-wife are waiting. And we're looking at the waitress. They're ready to eat. We're going to do this. And she says she doesn't serve or pours drinks. Women go fucking nuts. Women go nuts with that type of shit. I think guys are a little bit more laid back in situations like that. But if Mama Bear is hosting a party and you're paying money for it, and this server, which is in the title of your job description, is not serving us, and you say you don't serve, well, what the fuck is the point of you? You know? So my ex-wife, Lauren, is starting to pour drinks for all the kids and cut the slices of pizza and hand them out and do all the cleanup and doing like the server shit, you know? And she has some choice words for management, you know? But the server got $100 for literally not doing anything. She didn't do anything. She stood there on her phone. She's probably like 16 or 17. Just, I'm not exaggerating. Head down in the phone by a table. After she told us she was our server. And you're getting a $100 tip. So it's like, listen, if someone tip me $100, like right off the bat, I'm going above and beyond. That's a fuckload of money to me back in the day. Maybe $100 isn't shit anymore. I don't know. But still, it's a Benjamin. Do something. You look bored. Why are you on your phone? There's 10 boys here. There's something to be done. I don't serve. I don't pour drinks. Oh, okay. What do you do? I don't know. But the birthday party went good. We got through it. My mom was there too. She'll write a letter. She complains about everything. Shout out to my mom, Kim. What's happening? Hope you're doing well. Yeah. If you have kids and you've been through this, you know the pain. Whew. Okay. So that gets us down to a couple weeks. Here's the big news. Here's the big news, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I have been jobless since August 2023. You want to talk about hard times? God damn, dude. I made it to, February 28th, the last fucking day that unemployment gives me a check. The last day. I was on scraps, and I'll be transparent with you. I was getting $1,300 every 2 weeks, $2,600 a month. Now you figure, how the fuck do you make that work? I honestly have no idea how I made that work, because I have a kid I have to pay for, child support, he goes to school I have to pay for, his birthdays, sports, academics, my bills, I have a place to live, all this shit. There's just so much. And $2,600 is literally nothing. Well, it's something. It helped, I guess, right? Can't be too greedy. But I helped pay into that. So it's, I get real weird with that. I help pay for it, so it's basically my money, right, that I help pay for in a situation like this, so I shouldn't feel too guilty. Anyways, I ran out, and the day I ran out, I got a job. I got a fucking job. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus. We finally got a job. It took 7 months. And that is just such a huge weight off of your shoulders when you're able to land a job. I know it probably sounds great not having a job. I know it probably sounds so flexible and you have a lot of freedom and you can just do anything you want in the drop of a dime. But the truth is, you don't have money to do anything. There's this balance. You have to work to make money so you can do shit. You know, so from August until February, I was in a holding cell. Yeah, it was cool not having someone breathe down your neck, you know, or have deadlines. But it just put me in such a negative headspace. And I'm so happy that I got out of that unscathed. You know, because I know a lot of people can just lose their shit, especially if you're middle-aged. Good Lord, that sounds sick. Middle-aged. Am I middle-aged? I'm 35. When do I plan on dying? I don't know. Maybe. I'm almost middle-aged. But a lot of people don't make it out. It's like starting from scratch almost. Right? It's just a real bad situation. But I'm working for... I'm not going to say the company right now, but it's just with the CEO and myself. There's two of us. And I'm in charge of sales. I'm the director of business development, which is really cool. So I'm coming up with all the strategies to help grow this business. And he's a comedian. He worked with Second City and people on Saturday Night Live. So it's fucking awesome. It's comedian-based, and it's perfect. It landed right in my lap. And there's a weird story to go along with this. And it's going to sound real weird because it feels real weird. So before this job literally landed in my lap, I was on my bed one night, right? And I don't know what time it was. It was really late, maybe like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And I couldn't sleep. I'm just like, fuck. I'm running out of money. This, oh God, what am I going to do? Who am I going to move in with? Like, what are my options? I don't have many options. This is not good. You know, I'm coming to the end here. I'm coming to the end. This was probably like end of January, beginning of February. And I got the job at the end of February. Okay. And I'm on my bed. I'm just like head down into my covers, my like butts up. So imagine, no homo, but I'm doing like doggy style. Like, but my head's all the way down. So it's like I'm praying kind of. That's what I look like. I got covers on me. There wasn't a grown man behind me either, or a priest. And I'm just praying. Like, I'm not religious. I mean, I think it's very complex. I think there has to be something that's larger than us. Anyways, I'm in that position praying, saying, if there is a God, if there's anything mighty, please give me a sign. Just please, God, give me a fucking sign and I'll dedicate my life to you. Please, anyone, anything, just this sucks. This is so bad. I'm in such a bad situation. Please, God, anyone. And sure enough, a couple weeks go by and then this job lands in my lap. And what do I mean by that? A recruiter reaches out to me and says something along the lines of, hey, Jay, saw your background. Your experience would be great. And you seem like a perfect match for this job. It's a series of comedians and they do work. They do corporate work for compliance and ethics. Did I read that right? Comedians? What's going on here? Is this a fucking joke? You pulling my schlong? Come on. What is this? So I wrote back to her. I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely interested. Let's talk. And we talked, we hit it off. She was a recruiter, so she wasn't working for the company that hired me. She was hired out by them. And so me and her hit it off. She's like, you're great, you're perfect. I'm going to put in a good word. I'll see if he wants to talk to you and we'll set a meeting up. So she did that, set up the meeting. I had about 4 meetings with the CEO. All went good, all went amazing. 4 weeks later, he hired me. So my first day was March 4th. And ever since then, been working. And the weird thing is now I have to go back to that prayer thing. What the fuck was that? Now I'm afraid that if I don't dedicate my life to a to God or a source, that I'm probably going to get struck down by lightning or some shit. So I'm in a weird place right now because I don't want to be that. What is it? I don't know what the other word is. Indian giver? I know you're not supposed to say that, but I'm not in the Hollywood land, so I talk the way I talk. I'm sorry if you got offended. I'm not trying to be offensive. It's just the only way I know how to say it. Indian giver. I said I would dedicate my life, and something did happen. But now I'm like going back in my head. I'm like, well, was there a time limit on it? Was there like, I don't know. I mean, it took a little while. It didn't happen right away. So, I mean, there's that. Took 3 weeks. You're a little late. You missed your deadline. I don't have to dedicate my life to shit. So, I don't know. It's just strange. I'll tell you what. It's definitely making me think a little bit differently after that. That's something else. Because how is the timing just so perfect? This always seems to happen. And I think there's some record, actually, of me talking about, I have a feeling everything will work out because in the past it has perfectly. Like when it runs out, something starts up again. And wouldn't you know it, right when my unemployment runs out, literally the week before I ran out, I got a job. So there was no, I didn't miss a paycheck. There was no weeks I went without a paycheck. I think I just had a lip there. And now God's already striking me down because I'm talking about this and not keeping up my bargain. So he's starting with a lip. It's kind of fucked. That's a sick joke. That's kind of fucked up. I talk for a living. Anyways, that's strange to me. So I'm going to do a little bit more digging and feel like such a chump. I still don't feel religious, but I can't get that out of my head. Maybe I don't have to be religious. Maybe. I don't know. I don't. I feel like we have our whole life to figure out the answer. You know, we're still well. Some of you are still so young. Some of us are still so young, and you know, some of you aren't. But I feel like we have a lot of time to figure this out. Anyways, I just wanted to rip the Band-Aid off and come on here and say, hey, I'm alive and well. My heart is still beating, and my plane did not crash. Oh, here's some news. I got rid of all of my social media as well. I don't have Instagram. TikTok's gone. Facebook's gone. All of it. It's all gone. So if you have been reaching out, I wrote a letter on my story on Instagram saying that I was taking a little break. I feel so fucking good since I've been off of that. That shit was, dude, and I know it too. I know it's toxic. And I kept feeling that I was just reaching for something that was a mirage. It wasn't there. You can't, what am I going for? On Instagram, you know, what's the point? Sure, I can keep dropping content, putting out content, but for what? At the end of the day, for what? I know what my belief was. I wanted to be really popular on Instagram, right? Have 100,000 followers, have all these followers. Would that make me happy? No, probably not. And when you start getting into that mindset, start losing yourself, because then you just start putting out content just to put out content to try and get people to like your shit and grow your following. And I don't even know who's following me, and that just feels not sincere. You know, I don't want to see people the way that corporations saw me as just a number. So I really had to sit down with myself and started thinking about this. You know, it's not fair. It's not fair to those who are following me if I'm not interacting with you or know who the fuck you are. Just like a corporation with me. They just see me as a number helping their business grow. You know, and they'll chop me at the end of the day because they don't know me on a first name basis or know anything about my life or my family. So I really had to sit down with myself. I'm like, all right, what are the benefits of Instagram? And what are the cons of Instagram? Like, is this making you happy, or is it like, let's just try, let's catch this, let's snip it, take a break off, take at least 60 days off. And that's what I did, at least 60 days. It's probably been about 40, maybe 30 or 40 around there. I feel great. My head's not clouded. You know, and the other part of that was just like seeing such brainless shit. And I would get envious. You know, I would get depressed about the content I'm putting out because I'm watching these people who I feel like I have a more superior, of course I do, I have confidence in myself, right? No, I have like a more superior talking points and entertaining podcast and videos than some of the stupid shit you see on Instagram, but these people have hundreds of thousands of followers and so many likes and interactions and deals and yada, 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 but I understand what they're doing is a business. They're probably spending so much money on that for marketing, so much time. Their whole day is probably surrounded by that. You know, they probably have a giant team working for that. And I don't have that. And at the end of the day, it's not going to make me happy. I know it won't. I know it won't. And I don't want to become a slave to social media. I really fucking don't. And it makes it like some people make it look so glamorous, but that's all just, it's made up. You can make your own reality on social media, but you'll never really know what's behind those influencers' eyes. You will never fucking know when that camera turns off and goes click what is really happening in their life. You just won't. Because they blocked that out, and it's blocked for a reason. Probably because there's some unhappiness going on. It's like everyone's chasing this fucking magic dragon. And we have to, like, you have to sit yourself down and have these talks with yourself. You really fucking do. I told you, I've said this before on the podcast. It's uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable conversation, but you have to be open with yourself. And the conclusion I came up with was, yeah, you're kind of being a fucking poser right now. Get off of Instagram. Stop posting shit 24/7. No one really gives a fuck about, like, me posting shit every single day. And that's okay, because I have my circle of friends, my real friends that I know and I see on a day-to-day and I talk to through my cell phone on a day-to-day. You know, and the people that reach out of this podcast to my email. You know, those are the people that I should fucking care about. That's it. People that support this channel, support me as a human, goes both ways, right? There's a little update. I'm back. We're going to be doing the, I'll be dropping them all on Mondays again. Monday. I'm sorry about the break too. If you were looking forward to this podcast, I'm really sorry. I really do apologize. That kind of sucks. That'd be like, for me, Joe Rogan, not putting out content. I'm not saying I'm like Joe Rogan. I'm saying it's like me listening to Joe Rogan and Joe Rogan doesn't put out shit for a month. I'd be pissed. So I'm sorry. Really, I'm sorry. Just there was a bunch of conflicts and, you know, I was lazy. I wasn't motivated. I wanted to get a job first and secure this shit and get my feet on the right track and then start this job and get a good base going, which I think I have now. Everything's kosher. We're good. We're clean. We're happy. So now I feel like I was able to take the next step and start the podcast up again after that short break. Okay. So thank you for listening. If you're back, I'm alive. I'm well, if you care. And, you know, clean behind your ears, you know, wash your back. Don't forget your feet. A lot of people do not scrub their feet and that's fucking gross. So scrub your feet, you know, cause you might find a lady that's into some footplay and she wants to lick on your toes. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're a woman, you might find a man that wants to, you know, I don't know, tickle your feet. Give him a good licking something, you know. So clean your feet, wash your back. I love you guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next Monday. Have a good work week, all right? Peace. I will too, because I'm fucking employed. Hooray! Welcome to the Curiosity Chamber.